Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Please recognize Representative Jones for presentation of CCR for House Bill 1780.
Clerk will read.
CCR to House Bill 1780 by Jones of the House and Jolly of the Senate, an act relating to property and public finance.
Representative Jones, you're recognized to present your report.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, this is the Treasurer's bill. We made two changes. We took out their desire to collect 5 basis points, and we also had some language from Representative Blackwell that they agreed to with the Treasurer's office.
Questions on the report? Representative Reynolds for a question.
What's the language?
That's why I kept Representative Blackwell here. You want to?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Treasurer had filed a request with the AG for an opinion on the best way to determine how to allocate the money from the State Land Reimbursement Fund in the present language because he felt it was not clear. And so this would clarify exactly how the money would be dispersed in the State Land Reimbursement Fund.
Representative Brown for a question.
A motion. State, I feel like that some of these questions are not near as pertinent as they was before that we didn't get answers on, so I move previous question.
Is a proper motion. All those in favor of the previous question motion say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Previous motion carries. Question before the House is, shall the CCR be adopted? All those in favor of adopting the CCR say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. CCR is adopted. Fourth reading of the bill.
House Bill 1780 by Jones of the House and Jolly of the Senate, an act relating to property and public finance.
Representative Jones moves final passage of the bill. Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, the question before the House is, shall the bill pass? Clerk like the machine. Sergeant sounds roll call in the hall. Roll call is in progress. Final passage of House Bill 1780. Representative Jackson votes aye. Representative Sanders votes aye. Representative Offutt votes aye. Representative McNeil votes aye. Representative Russolo votes aye. Representative Arms votes aye. Representative Shoemake votes aye. Representative McPeak votes aye. Representative Thompson, Mike, votes aye. Representative Shelton votes aye. Members wishing to vote or change your vote? Representatives Blackwell, Kiesel, Harrison, Smithson, and Glenn, do you care to vote? Members wishing to vote or change your vote? Representative Glenn votes aye. Representatives Kiesel, Smithson, and Harrison, do you care to vote? Members wishing to vote or change your vote, the chair is preparing to close. Declare the vote.
81 ayes, 6 nay.
Having received a majority vote, it is elected to and constitute the House of the bill to have passed.